You know, Sean, the older I get, the more I realize why the terrorists hate us.
Yeah.
Here's a story right
when
here.
When it was a freedom-loving, hating terrorist, that was the whole SNL skit.
Remember,
remember the old, what they did, what's her name? Sarah Palin, you know, freedom-loving, hating terrorist.
So we've got it so good in America right now that there's a social media influencer, famous Twitch gamer girl who goes by the name Meow, who actually is living her life as a dog.
Mm.
She can't even get her name lined up
Meow?
With the, but it's Meow.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure she's probably some kind of animal transisms of some sort. Sometimes I hate America as much as the terrorists. I just want to put that out there. An American, this is on the Daily Mail. An American woman who identifies as a dog has given an insight into her daily, into what her daily life looks like. The social media star, who is known as Meow, appeared on Kiss FM's The Kyle and Jackie O Show Thursday to discuss what it meant to live life as a canine, even though her name is Meow. She told host Kyle and Jackie how she sleeps in a crate and is rewarded with dog treats and has handlers who help look after her. Meow, who live streams on gaming platform Twitch, explained how she identifies as a Dalmatian and will bark and run on all fours as she embraces life as a dog. Well, we should introduce her to that other girl that likes dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe is she a dogs being?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that, you know, that's going to pop up on Pornhub before long, though.
Oh, it's going to be, it's going to, in a little, anyway.
Yeah.
She shared that she sleeps in a crate rather than a bed, and she says resting in a confined space helps her feel safe at night. But wait, there's more. She said, I have pastel blankets and pastel pillows in there. Something about being in a confined space, I don't know, it makes me feel safe from the world, or makes me feel like the world is safe from me, but it feels comfortable for sure. Quote, it can fit me. The rule of thumb with a dog is that if they can stand up in it, then it's big enough for them. So as long as I'm on all fours standing, she added. So she's on all fours standing. It's big enough as far as she's concerned. When she was asked whether she identifies as a dog or just feels like she has a dog spirit, Meow clarified she is a dog girl and told how she has always loved play. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. Play. Loved play.
Like playing fetch or something?
I don't know. Let's see here. She said, I think that the wonder that comes with play and just being enchanted with life around you is a beautiful thing. I'm not sure if I ever put two and two together that I had to stop that whenever I became an adult. She loves to play. So this is like long-term playtime for her. She goes, I figured that once I make my own money and pay my own rent, then I can do whatever I want, and I wanted to be a dog. The radio host and shock jock Kyle then asked her if she has a boyfriend, and she confirmed that she doesn't, but has handlers who take her on walks and feed her. She clarified that she has a non-sexual relationship with her handlers, who are her friends, and either have similar interests or supportive of her lifestyle. She says, I have handlers, kind of like dog trainers. They feed me. They take me on walks. We practice training, which is one of my favorite things to do because I get treats, she said. In closing, because I'm not going to read any more of this, when asked what treats she might be given, Meow said she will be rewarded with shredded chicken, jerky, and sometimes even dog biscuits.
Oh, man,
and I just want to be clear here. Meow is not an unattractive female.
Okay.
There's
now, crazy people out there, Clay. That's all this boils down to.
She looks absolutely ridiculous, but you could tell if you shed the pink hair and
the lighting's right,
the dominatrix stuff, and the little doggy treat hair barrettes and all that. She probably was at some point a potentially attractive female.
Gotcha. There's just crazy people out there. That's what we're dealing with. That's what it is.
She's a Joe Biden supporter. I'm just going to say it.
I hope she's got a MAGA hat because I'm going to laugh if she does. We just reach out to her and ask. You know?
But this is why the terrorists hate us.
Yeah.
Life is so good over here that we entertain this nonsense.
That reminds me of the old George Carlin skit when he said, you know, we're always complaining about America and all the problems. And he's like, we've got so much food, we're making our stomach smaller. You know, it's like,